Blessed be the one holy and living God.
Glory to God forever and ever.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Jesus, the true bread that comes down from heaven, leaven us with your Holy Spirit, that the world may know the abundance of life in your new creation.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my kinsman, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall your wages be?" Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were lovely, and Rachel's was graceful and beautiful. Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, "I will serve you 7 years for your younger daughter Rachel." Laban said, "It is better that I give you to her than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me." So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days because of the love that he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife so that I may go into her, for my time is completed." So Laban gathered together all the people of the place and made a feast. But in the evening, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and he went into her. Laban gave his maid Zilpah to his daughter Leah to be her maid. Then morning came, it was Leah, and Jacob said to Laban, "What is this that you have done to me? Did I not serve with you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me?" Laban said, "This is not done in our country, giving the younger before the firstborn. Complete the week of this one, and we will give you the other also in return for serving me another 7 years." Jacob did so and completed her week. Then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel as a wife. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading from Psalm 105, antiphonally, by whole verse. Those seated on the lector side will read the verses in bold, and those on the choir side will read the verses not in bold. "We give you thanks, O God, and call upon your name. We make known your deeds among the peoples.
We sing to you, we sing your praise, and speak of all your marvelous works.
We glory in your holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek you rejoice.
We search for you and your strength. We continue to seek your face.
We remember the marvels you have done, the wonders and the judgments of your mouth.
We, the offspring of Abraham, your servant, we, the children of Jacob, the chosen ones.
You are our God indeed. Your judgments prevail in all the world.
You have always been mindful of your covenant, the promise you made for 1,000 generations.
The covenant you made with Abraham, the oath that you swore to Isaac,
which you established as a statute for Jacob, an everlasting covenant for Israel,
saying, to them will I give the land of Canaan to be their allotted inheritance.
Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And for those whom he justified, he also glorified. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds. But when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, please be seated. We pray it every Sunday morning during the celebration of the Eucharist. Many of us doubtless pray it in our own private times of prayer and meditation during the week. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. We're pleading with God to establish God's reign here and now on earth. Now, in this very present moment. But what are we asking for? What is this thing called the kingdom of heaven for which we pray? The reign of God on earth? What is it? And how might we define it? Bishop N.T. Wright has commented, heaven's rule, God's rule, is to be put into practice in the world, resulting in salvation in both the present and the future, a salvation that is both for humans and for through saved humans to the whole world. This is the solid basis for the mission of the church. To understand it a bit better, we might apply something like this. Let's call it the three R's, not reading, writing, and arithmetic, but the reign of God, the realm in which that reign occurs, and the result of that reign in that realm. At the beginning of his public ministry, Jesus himself said, "The kingdom has come near. It is among you." In other words, I'm it. In our gospel reading this morning, we can begin to get our understanding around the concept of what we pray for and how it fits into our experience as believers. We're certainly not the first people who have asked about this and what it might mean to us in our daily lives. We know where it is among us, so we need to explore the result of its presence. Reign, realm, result. Those things contain our questions. Jesus has been going around the countryside, preaching and doing all sorts of miraculous things. He's also said some pretty astonishing things, like, Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is well-fitting, and my burden is light. Some disciples of his cousin John, who then was in prison, ask about his activities. And Jesus responds, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised, and the poor have the good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." A lot of people have gathered to hear more, so he goes down to the edge of the sea and gets into a boat. And the crowd reassembles itself on the beach. They still want to know just who he is. And they can't quite place him in either their experience or in his words. And he begins to talk. And he tells some stories. Stories about everyday things with which the people are familiar. We call them parables. I suppose they're something like Grimm's fairy tales or Aesop's fables, stories which raise questions but have also something to teach. He's talked before about seeds and soil types, baking bread and fishing. People who sneak in and sow bad seeds in the middle of the night. These are simple examples. They nod and chuckle. They've been through this before. They know what he's talking about. They know about those things, but they still don't understand. So he begins again, using words like, "The kingdom is like," as though he's explaining something adult to a child. But they still don't understand. They know about kingdoms. They know more about that than they wish they did. They know more about Roman kings and Caesars. They know that from the history of their own people, there were some good kings, Solomon, David, and there were some very bad kings. They don't have a lot of faith in kings or kingdoms. They carry the stench of tyranny. But Jesus, wanting to help them understand all that has been going on, and perhaps more about who he is and what he is doing in their midst, says, "Well, the kingdom of heaven is like, it's like a mustard seed. It's like yeast. It's like a treasure hidden in a field. It's like a fabulous pearl. It's like a big fishnet." Now those, as we heard in our gospel this morning, who, if Jesus asks, "Have you understood these things?" they all said yes, has got to be hubris of the highest kind. But some of these things that he talks about are small, common things, common seeds, bread starter and fishnets. Others are way past any experience they've ever had, buried treasure and pearls. But what we do know about these stories, and what do we know about them, these parables? In a wonderful book, Short Stories by Jesus, by Amy Jill Levine, she writes, "Jesus knew that the best teaching concerning how to live and live abundantly comes not from spoon-fed data or an answer sheet. Instead, it comes from narratives that remind us of what we already know but are resistant to recall. It comes from stories that prompt us to draw out our own conclusions, at the same time force us to realize that our answers may well be contingent upon leaps of faith. So how about that third R? What will the result be in the lives of each of us? Will we seek honestly to live the ways that are the result of our ascent to live in the realm of God's love and the personification of the reign of God in the person of Jesus? It doesn't call us to do spectacular things. It doesn't call us to become paragons of all virtue. It does call us to submit ourselves to God's reign and to living out that reign in our lives. And the result? We become participant with God's kingdom way in the world, to share God's love with those around us, to resist those things that harm God's creation and any one of God's beloved. And that means everybody and all creatures. All of creation. We are invited instead to share in the glorious project of making the kingdom of heaven a reality on earth, not just in the future, but in the here and the now. Now the result may be small. A word, a simple action of kindness or encouragement, as insignificant as a mustard seed. But in the wonderful words of an old spiritual, if you cannot preach like Peter, if you cannot pray like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus, who died to save us all. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and for the whole world.
We pray for all who lead the church, including bishops, deacons, priests, and lay people. Guide us all to do your will and make us the people you want us to be. We pray for all seekers and inquirers and all who are discerning future ministries. We give thanks for the ordination of the Reverend Maggie Rutherford and welcome her as our curate. Your kingdom come, your will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
We pray for all who are suffering hardship or persecution, for all who are in peril or danger. Strengthen all who seek to bring your will to fruition by striving for peace, for justice, for liberty. May we overcome darkness and evil through the one who loves us. Your kingdom come, your will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
We give thanks for those who have shared with us the riches of their faith, for those who have been examples to us, for those who have taught us to trust in you. We pray for all who seek to pass on these riches in their homes and in the community. Your kingdom come, your will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Lord, have mercy on all who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit. We pray for all who have been injured through accidents, for all who experience illness or disability, for those losing agility or mobility, and for all healers and comforters. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. Your kingdom come, your will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
We give thanks that in Christ you have brought us into your household as your children. We pray for the saints and the faithful departed, that we may all be one with you in your eternal kingdom. We pray for the repose of the soul of Ian Ellis and for his family and friends who mourn. Your kingdom come, your will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
God, our rock and refuge, keep us safe in your care and strengthen us with your grace, that we may pray to you faithfully and love one another boldly, following the example of Jesus, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins to God.
God of all mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, opposing your will in our lives. We have denied your goodness in each other, in ourselves, and in the world you have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, and the evil done on our behalf. Forgive, restore, and strengthen us through our Savior Jesus Christ, that we may abide in your love and serve only your will.
Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. I'm Maria Kuhne-Feldman, and on the vestry, and I get to do the announcements today, or at least introduce you to today's announcements. First of all, very importantly, please do stay after today's service for our special coffee hour to welcome our Maggie to St. Martin's and enjoy some of the wonderful treats that many of you have provided. The other that's happening is on July 29th, we have the OWL, the Older Wiser Laity Tea, and this is the last chance for you to RSVP for that. So please do so to the church office by tomorrow. We'd appreciate that. There's more information about all these announcements on your yellow sheet. Please take it home. Couple of really fun things, good things that are coming up. Next week, we are actually back to two Sunday services. So those of you who usually attend the 8 o'clock, we'll welcome you back earlier. So we'll have the 8 a.m. and the 10 a.m. And then also next week, we have the adult forum on science and faith. And please read about that. But Ben will be giving a talk entitled Why Pythagoras Was Right. Okay, so yes. That same Sunday at 4 o'clock, there is going to be a mini recital for voice and piano here, titled When We Talk About Love, a mini recital for voice and piano. And then please mark your calendars. Again, it's on the yellow sheet. Saturday, August 1st, the Belfry, it's having its dinner and dessert auction. And then on Thursday, the 6th, this is really important, we're having our first official green team meeting on Zoom. So really should be fairly easy to participate. More information on the yellow sheet. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. We have our ushers up here, and they are looking for anybody who is new. It's okay if you're visiting. There is no commitment required to receive one of our little welcome bags, but if you raise your hand, they'll know that you're new and should get a welcome bag. I think, honestly, we have someone over here who's new, who clearly needs chocolate and the other things that are in the bag.
Thank you.
And actually, Maggie, could you come forward? We just wanted to officially, I thought it was sweet when Maria was starting to say Maggie. I don't know if you were hesitating because you were going to say Reverend Maggie, but then you said our Maggie, which I really, really liked. And we are sharing her with St. Luke's and Gault, but still, nonetheless, this is a little welcome bag. You see, it is a Davis Farmers Market bag, because what is more Davis than the farmers market? And then there are some goodies in here for you. So
thank you. You're welcome.
Welcoming Maggie is obviously a big milestone for the church. Were there other celebrations or milestones that were sent in, Margaret? Oh, Maggie, sorry, I forgot. I'm used to having one deacon, and suddenly there are two deacons in the room. And
yes, Pamela and John celebrated their 32nd wedding anniversary.
Yes, we did. John's going to be mad he wasn't here for that announcement. He's in Reading visiting our older daughter, but we did celebrate together. Are there others that people didn't send in that they just want to share with us? Yes, Mary. That's fantastic. Wow, congratulations. Anyone else with a, it doesn't have to be an anniversary, it can be a birthday, a move, just something that you want to celebrate. Okay, well, we're very happy. Oh, I see one up front. You're moving the furniture. You know, I wouldn't know if I would celebrate that in the middle of it, but once it's done, you will feel so good. That will be a milestone. I like to move things around, but not everybody enjoys that process. All right, well, we have a celebrations and milestones prayer on page 5 of our bulletin that we say together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We'll have communion up around the altar rail. We have gluten-free and vegan bread that we make ourselves. And you can either receive it into your hand, and then you can either consume it right away and wait for the chalice to come with the wine, or you can leave it in your hand and the Eucharistic minister will intinct it for you and give it back to you. You can also cross your arms at any point, indicating you just like a prayer or a blessing. And everyone is welcome to come forward to receive communion. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, sustainer of the universe.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. Shining light and enfolding dark, the vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with the capacity for memory, reason, and skill. You made us stewards of your creation.
Glory to you forever and ever.
But we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. In the fullness of time, you sent your son, born of a woman, to be our savior. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death, he opened to us the way of freedom and peace.
Glory to you forever and ever.
Therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for sending us Jesus, the Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine, he gave you thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming.
Glory to you forever and ever.
Therefore, we who have been redeemed by Jesus Christ and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Sanctify us also, and let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name.
Glory to you forever and ever.
out your spirit upon the whole earth and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we, with all your people of every language, race, and nation, may share the banquet you have promised. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Creator of all.
Glory to you forever and ever.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Please rise for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Life is short, and we do not have much time to gladden the hearts of those who walk the way with us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And the blessing of the triune God who made us, who loves us, and who travels with us be with you now and forever.
Amen.
To love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.